Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, Connie, let's double check what we've got in these displays.
Ready. I have the checklist here.
Eugene, can you hear me in the control room?
Yes, sir. I have the sequence for the displays programmed into the computer. How would you like me to label it?
Well, let's call it displays for the spiritual disciplines.
Consider it done.
What would you like me to do, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, let's see, Matthew. Well, it would help if you'd stand there in the wilderness set so I can get a position for the figure.
Okay. But I forgot. Am I John the Baptist in the wilderness or Jesus praying?
Oh, you're John the Baptist. Wooten is standing in for Jesus over in the garden display. Right, Wooten?
Oh, you got it, Witt. Is it all right if I finish this popsicle? I mean, I know they didn't actually have popsicles in the first century, but if I wait 1,900 years for somebody to invent them, this one's definitely going to melt.
Right. Go ahead with that.
Okey-doke.
Now, let's see what we have so far. Connie?
Well, as you said, we have John the Baptist representing solitude.
I guess that's me.
Good. We'll have the John the Baptist figure finished tonight.
And Jesus representing prayer.
I'm over here.
Thanks.
We have Moses on the mountain representing... What does he represent?
Moses fasted for 40 days before he received the Ten Commandments.
Moses went without food or water for 40 days?
That's right. Eugene, let's check the ambient effects on these displays. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I know what you're thinking, but it's not me.
There's a duck somewhere on the Moses display.
It's not programmed in the sequence. It must be something down there. I'll be right down.
Come on out of the display, guys. Thanks for standing in.
Okay.
I don't get this whole fasting thing, Mr. Whitaker. What's the point?
Well, the point is to deny the body something it enjoys in order to concentrate on something spiritual, like our relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Many of the most formidable characters in the Bible fasted, most if not all of the major prophets. Jesus certainly did, so we have their examples. Now, where is that duck sound coming from?
Yeah, but to give up food for 40 days?
Well, nobody said fasting was easy.
Oh, you're telling me. No popsicles, no licorice, no licorice-wrapped popsicles?
Imagine that.
But why would anyone want to do it?
Sometimes people have done it in preparation for something really big. Like Moses when he was about to receive the law from God. Or the nation of Israel before the battle. Or Jesus before he began his earthly ministry.
We've done it at church before making a major decision, or to help raise awareness of our missionaries or the homeless.
I don't know. Giving up food like that?
Well, you don't always have to give up food.
Yeah, I fasted using verbs once. There was very little action in my life that day.
I'm fasting something other than food right now.
You are?
I'm giving up reading newspapers. I'm taking the time I'd normally read the news and studying my Bible and praying instead. Seemed like the right thing to do in preparation for these displays about spiritual disciplines. My prayer is that I'll get to have conversations just like this with the kids.
Well, in that case, maybe I'll fast too, for the same reason.
Well, if you want.
Inasmuch as we're discussing it, I believe I shall do the same.
Copycat.
Oh, I want to be a copycat too. I'll sacrifice conformity.
Well, if you guys are going to do it, then I should too.
Don't feel pressured, Matthew. You ought to do it from a willing heart.
I'm willing. How do I start?
Well, you start by giving some thought and prayer to what you're going to fast. And then you decide how long you'll do it. A day, a week, 40 days.
This is great. So, we're all going to fast something, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Indeed. And by the way, I found the source of our duck noise.
You did? Oh,
what is it?
A duck.
How in the world?
Hey, Gertrude, so that's where you went. She must have escaped from my mail truck.
You took her with you on your mail delivery?
Well, of course. Who do you think puts the letters in the box?
Okay, I think we're done.
Okay, so we've all had a day to think about it. What's everybody going to do for a fast?
I'm fasting computers.
Interesting choice. Why that?
My mom's always telling me I spend too much time sitting in front of my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I emailed her that I thought she was wrong, but she wouldn't let it go. So I logged off and came over here.
Well, makes sense. What about you, Eugene?
I actually took a cue from you, Miss Kendall. Last week, you made a less than succinct argument that I might be overly,
Obnoxious.
Brilliant.
Committed.
Rectangular.
Wordy.
Maladjusted to the elevation.
Go back one.
Wordy.
Precisely. Alas, I do believe I tend to sometimes be rather, verbose,
Wordy.
The root cause being one of an undue pride in my intelligence.
What did he say?
He's fasting, being a show-off.
Oh.
Specifically, I wish to curb my desire to exhibit my perspicacity.
Have you tried deodorant?
For the next week, I shall use words of only two syllables.
Oh, yeah, that'll wipe out perspicacity, too.
And effectively eliminate a majority of my vocabulary.
Well, that should help us with the spiritual discipline of silence.
Huh.
So how about you, Connie? What are you giving up?
Well, isn't it obvious?
Huh?
No.
Look at me!
Oh, you're giving up wearing every color but green.
No, can't you see? I'm a mess. I have no makeup, and I didn't even style my hair today.
Okay.
I've decided I spend too much time getting myself primped in the morning. It's all vanity, and I'm giving it up. You're telling me you didn't even notice?
Oh, I did, but I didn't want to make everybody else look bad.
And don't notice anything.
Yes. And you, Wooten?
Oh, she's right. I don't notice anything either.
I mean, what are you giving up for your fast?
Oh, unhealthy foods.
You don't mean?
Yes.
Fresh licorice?
Yeah. Oh, goodbye, my dear friend. How I wish I had treasured you more.
I think you treasured it plenty.
Well, the good news about talking about your fast is that you can keep each other accountable. This could get rough over the next week.
Oh, it's already rough.
Yeah, well, brace yourselves. It could get rougher.
Well, then we're all in. Starting right now.
All right, well, keep me posted on how it all turns out. Oh, Eugene, I have that book for you in my office.
What book?
The one you said you needed for your presentation.
My talk.
What talk, Eugene?
I'm the keynote speaker for a science science meeting at Campbell College on Thursday of this week.
Oh, no. Oh. And you just committed to a week of fasting words over two syllables.
Yes. Many esteemed colleagues and teachers will be there. Oh, well, it's only my career.
I'm definitely going to hear the speech.
I suddenly have an interest in science.
They gonna have a snack bar?
I cherish your support. Oh, perhaps I should look over my speech again. Farewell.
Now, Whit, you didn't do that on purpose, did you?
Do what?
Wait until after he committed to the fast to remind him about his speech?
Oh, would I do something like that? Matthew.
Hi. Why do you have so many computers at Wit's End?
So many? Do we have a lot?
They're everywhere.
Oh, I see. This is about your fast.
I never realized how many computers there are around me. At school, in the stores, here. Is that how it's going to be? Am I going to see computers everywhere and everything?
Well, that's how it works sometimes. Do something to get your mind off them. Get out of places that use computers.
Like where? Everybody has computers now.
Well, you could go to another time. An adventure in the imagination station can take you away from computers.
But it's a computer.
It's your fast, Matthew. It's up to you what your rules are.
What do you mean?
Well, how far are you going to take this? Are you staying away from desktops and laptops or all things computer related? If it's all things, then you may have to find a cave somewhere. Even the city's utilities are managed by computers, so technically, you can't turn on a light switch. But it's up to you.
I'm going to stay away from the computers I normally use, not the ones that run things.
Then?
The imagination station? Here I come.
What can I do for you?
Oh, nothing, Connie. I'm just sitting here thinking. Oh, but could you maybe put a napkin over that delicious cotton candy ice cream?
Oh, sure. There you go. Been a tough couple of days, huh?
Well, kind of, but, you know, I'm fine. Just move that bowl of sprinkles a little further out of reach, if you don't mind. Now, how's your fast going?
Mine's going great. Can't you see?
Oh, Oh, yeah, sure. You're very unprimed.
I look awful. Huh? Am I invisible to everyone that you guys didn't notice what I look like day in and day out?
Oh, of course we noticed you, Connie. But right now you look a lot like a gingerbread cookie to me.
You know, Whit said that he gave up newspapers to make time for reading his Bible and praying.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you need to come up with some alternatives, too.
Well, like what?
I don't know. Just, like, say a prayer when you think about junk food.
Oh, say a prayer. Okay, I'm going to try that. You know, thanks a lot, Connie. And you know something? You really do look horrible today.
Thanks.
No, no problem.
Eugene, are you all right? Where are you?
In the control room.
What's wrong? Did something happen?
Oh, I'm going over my speech for the present, for the talk, and I can't do it.
Oh, sure you can.
I can't. To reduce these complex ideas to words of two units of sound is impossible.
I get the idea.
I'll sound like a moron. I'll be a laughing... I'll look like a fool.
Now, have you tried a thesaurus?
Yes. And now my speech is twice as long as it was.
Well, the art of good speech-making is to keep things simple, clear, and concise.
That's easy for you to say.
Exactly. Keep at it, Eugene. And if it's any comfort, everyone else is struggling with their fast, too.
Well, theirs can't be as difficult... as hard as mine.
You have no idea.
No.
Ready for adventure.
All right. Philadelphia, 1776. Here goes.
Launch sequence engaged. Launch sequence.
Yeah, that'll take your mind off just about anything.
We hold these truths to be... Oh, hello. Are you the errand boy from John Adams?
Errand boy?
Yes, well, tell him to leave me alone. I'm not finished yet.
Sure. You're Thomas Jefferson, aren't you?
I am indeed, though I wish I weren't.
Why? What are you doing?
Trying to compose a document to send to King George, declaring our independence from Britain.
You're writing the Declaration of Independence.
Yes, that's a good name for it. Thank you. Let's see. We hold these truths to be... what? We hold them to be...
self-evident?
Oh, excellent. Come over to my desk. I want to type that in.
Type it in?
Self-evident.
You have a computer?
Of course. What do you expect me to have? A typewriter?
Well, no. Maybe quill pens.
You're kidding. The hand cramps alone would be too painful. Hey, what do you think about this line? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of cool stuff. I could just cut and paste it from the third paragraph. And do you like how I used the smiley face emoticon at the end there?
What? Since when does Thomas Jefferson use words like cool stuff or emoticons? Or even a computer.
Well, why wouldn't I? This is the imagination station, isn't it? This is all being filtered through your imagination.
Oh, great. Even here, I'm still thinking about computers and it's affecting the program.
Oh, well, no time to chat. I've got to email this thing to King George on Thursday, June 29th.
June 29th? Don't you mean July 4th?
Why wait so long? We need to get this out ASAP.
Okay, gotta go.
This is so slow. I told Hancock to get the newest word processing program. He's still on Wordsmith 1774, for goodness sake.
Okay, say a prayer every time I think about junk food. Oh, somebody's barbecuing hot dogs. Oops. Okay. Dear God, thank you for wonderful smells such as barbecued hot dogs and all the other foods that I will not have the pleasure of eating. Amen.
Oh, hush up.
hello, Wooten. It's so nice to see you today.
Hi, Mrs. Randolph. I got a package for you here that won't fit in your box.
Oh, well, it must be from my daughter.
Oh, which daughter?
Oh, Harriet.
You mean Harriet, the one who always sends the...
Peanut brittle, yes.
I better go. Oh, thank you, God, for the trees.
Oh, hush up, Wooten. You always stay for peanut brittle. Mm-hmm. I've made some coconut cookies last night, too, and I'm sure you'll want some of those.
Oh, thank you, God, for the sky.
Oh, and I have chocolate-covered pretzels.
Oh, and thank you for those white round things on top of the weeds that nobody knows the name of.
And I have pecan pies, too.
Pecan pie! Thank you for the moon!
Oh, and actually, I do have some moon pies. Whatever you want, I'll bring them right out.
Oh, I really gotta go, Mrs. Randolph.
Wooten!
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Randolph, but I really can't eat with you today. Enjoy your mail, and somebody dropped your new phone book on the porch.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Bye! Oh, this isn't working. I gotta find something else to think about while I walk. Maybe I could count the cracks in the sidewalk or all those phone books on everybody's porches. Or, oh, wait a minute. Phone books.
It's not working, Mr. Whitaker. What am I going to do? I'm ready to give up.
Let's redirect your energies to other things. Things that have nothing to do with computers. Maybe we should take a hint from Thomas Jefferson.
What do you mean?
Well, let's get some paper and a pen.
I got it.
What, Wooten?
The help I need to stop thinking about junk food. It's right here.
That's a phone book, Wooten.
That's right. Every time I think about junk food, I pray for people in the phone book. It's funny because I know almost everybody in here, and praying for them reminds me of what's going on in their lives, which helps me pray even more.
Oh, that's a great idea, Wooten.
Whit, is Eugene in your office?
Well, he might be. Why?
Well, the door is locked, and I keep hearing someone whimpering.
Oh, Eugene is working on his speech.
Oh. Is there anything we can do?
Huh. Well, there might be something I could do. Excuse me.
Okay. Hey, Connie looks really bad today, doesn't she, Matthew?
Terrible.
You guys are so thoughtful.
Oh, this is going to be a disaster, a nightmare.
Oh, you'll do fine. Oh.
You don't have to stand backstage with me, though I do I'm glad you're here.
Well, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Ah, here you are.
Oh, hello, Mr. Romer.
Hi, Whit. Glad you can make it. Are you ready for your speech, Eugene?
No, sir, I'm not.
Very funny. You're welcome to introduce him now, Whit.
Oh, okay.
What? I don't get it. He's going to... What?
Thank you. My name is John Avery Whitaker. And as a good friend of your keynote speaker, it's my honor to introduce him to you. But before I get to his credentials, I want to warn you about his speech today.
What?
The scientific community is often accused of being out of touch with the common people, using extravagant words and convoluted sentences to articulate ideas and theories that ought to be far more accessible to those outside of that community. So, today, as an exercise in personal restraint, Eugene is going to give a speech that is simple, concise, and coherent. In fact, he's going to use no more than two syllables to express his ideas. Maybe his example will be a lesson to all of us.
Oh, Mr. Whit, you are my hero.
And now let me tell you a little bit about your speaker, Eugene Melsner.
So, with that said, I'm grateful for your time and patience. I thank you.
Wow, Eugene did really well. That was a great speech.
I'm really proud of you.
Even with two syllable words, I didn't understand a word he said.
That's all right. They did.
Thank you, Mr. Melsner. We have a few minutes before the next event, so I thought I'd open it up for a question and answer session.
Huh? A what?
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Actually, I'd like to start us off. Could you give us your perspective on Brownian motion and its relevance to today's scientific theories?
Oh, yes. A very good type of motion. This was a thought proposed by Brown, Einstein, and one more man.
And his name?
Merritt...
I'd like to call him Mary.
You mean Marian Smoluchowski?
Yes, good old Mary. It is the concept of the random movement of small things.
Particles.
Yes, within the molecules.
Molecules?
Yes.
Let's move on to another question. Yes, you, sir.
What is the predominant interaction for megavoltage radiation therapy energies?
Well, hello, Wooten. Oh. Another package for me today.
No, it's actually just your mail.
Oh, why? Why didn't you leave it in my mailbox?
I just kind of wanted to talk to you.
Wonderful. I have some lemon cake in the oven for you right now.
Oh, I love lemon cake. But no, thank you, Mrs. Randolph. I just really wanted to tell you that I prayed for you this morning.
Well, how nice. What made you think of me?
I did the R's over breakfast.
Oh, what?
Oh, it's a long story. Anyway, I was thinking about your grandson. You know, I remember you told me he was having a little trouble in school. I wondered if he's doing better now.
Oh, Wooten, how very sweet of you to ask that. Why, yes, he is doing much better now. His mom and dad got some extra tutoring for him.
Oh, great. Is he still playing baseball?
Oh, yes, he's quite good.
All of that is going well. I can't thank you enough for the handwritten letter you sent me. I just don't get many of those anymore, and it made my day. You are a good boy, Matthew. Have a wonderful day. Love, Aunt Marge.
Oh, well, that was very nice, Matthew.
Wow, you made her day just because you thought to send her a handwritten letter.
Not just to her. It was like the 14th on my list. I've been writing to everybody with envelopes, postage stamps, and everything. It's been great. I'm really glad you suggested the idea, Mr. Whitaker. I may write letters like this from now on.
How about you, Wooten?
What was that?
How did your week turn out? If we can get your nose out of the phone book.
Oh.
Why are you still reading it? You haven't started doing the yellow pages, too, have you?
No. I'm looking for the animal rescue people. Gertrude has wandered off again.
Oh.
Beside your wayward duck, how was your week?
Oh, it was excellent. Not only did I lose 5 pounds, but I got to know a lot of new people, got closer to people I already knew, and started a prayer network with a bunch of them.
Oh, that's
wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So you've had a productive week.
Oh, yeah, and I got a lot done, too. Oh, and Connie, by the way, you look really, what am I supposed to say now that you're not unprimping yourself?
You don't have to say anything. Mm-hmm. I realized late that demanding you guys notice I was unprimped was as vain as primping myself. Kind of defeated the whole purpose of my fast.
Well done, Connie. So, the fast was a learning experience for you. That's one of the things a fast can be.
Mm-hmm. Eugene?
Yes, Miss Kendall?
A summary of your week?
Disastrous.
Really?
Really. Because I spent most of it panicking over that speech rather than making the most of the opportunity. That was the disaster. But because of Mr. Whitaker's helpful introduction at the conference, I've received nothing but affirmation for how the speech was received. A new approach to making science user-friendly is how some of the attendees put it. So it turned out well.
Wow.
Although disastrous.
And you'll keep using 2-syllable words when you talk to us?
Indubitably.
Wait a minute.
You're the one who started this whole thing, Mr. Whitaker. How was your fast?
Well, apart from realizing that I don't miss the news much at all, I think I got a new insight into the spiritual discipline displays upstairs. Hopefully, they'll be interesting to the kids. Would you like to see them?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, with the press of this button, the kids will see visual representations of prayer, solitude, silence, Christian meditation and reflection, Bible study, and fasting.
Wow.
Anyway, here goes.
Wow!
John the Baptist, Jesus, Peter and John, Elijah, Daniel, and this is the Moses display.
Exodus chapter 3. And the Lord said to Moses,
what is that? A quack?
Oh, Gertrude, come over here. I've been looking for you.
There she is. Catch her.
Oh, come back, Gertrude.
most of us feel overwhelmed by all the things that fill our days. There's a lot of clamor for our attention. Everywhere we go, in what we watch or listen to, even in our own minds when we're trying to be still. That's why giving up something that's important to you during a period of prayer and Bible study can be a great way to grow closer to God. We need to get rid of the chaos and clutter around us and focus on Him alone. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Fast as I Can was written by Marshall Younger and Paul McCusker and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Dave Arnold was our executive producer. Our cast included Andre Stoika as Wit, Jess Harnell as Wooten, Katie Lee as Connie, and Will Ryan as Eugene, along with Chris Anthony and Zach Callison. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.